This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we start a new series called Jesus Paid It All. And I would like to start by reading Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. And, you know, what a powerful chapter, you know, that prophetically declares, you know, the work and the ministry and the mission of Christ the Messiah. You know, over 700 years before Christ walked on the earth. And it focuses, you know, on the price that the Messiah would pay. You know, it talks about the suffering servant. Chapter 52 talks about the sin-bearing servant. And verse 13, behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what has not been told them they shall see, and what they have not heard they shall consider. And so, again, it declares that, you know, kings will bow. But it's interesting, it talks about how, you know, his face and his form were so marred that he, you know, barely looked like a man. And yet this is the suffering that Christ endured. You know, it talks about how, verse 4, he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, and yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And, you know, you could spend all day considering this chapter because it says so much. But, you know, it gives a very vivid account of the suffering of Christ our Savior. And it's interesting that the symbol of the Christian faith is a cross, because it acknowledges that our Savior understands suffering, having suffered himself. And so I also want us to look at a chapter here in Luke 23 and verse 32. There were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. And the people stood looking on, but even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, Certainly, this was a righteous man. Jesus paid it all. We owed a debt that we could not pay, but Christ paid a debt that he did not owe. Thank God, Jesus paid it all. Not some, all. I believe this message will liberate some of you from fear, anxiety, shame, or condemnation. For others of you, it may only confirm and remind you of what you already know. But Romans 10:17 tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing again. Never forget what Jesus has done. Learn to develop an attitude of gratitude. Because remember this, you may not have all that you want. But remember, you have all you need. And if nothing else, you're not going to hell. And so it's so appropriate and important that we are grateful. Psalm 103, verse 1, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Never forget what Jesus has done. Personally, I believe the church has made a mistake by only focusing on these verses regarding the crucifixion around Easter. And I think that is a mistake, because for redemption to be a reality, we need to constantly meditate, reflect on, and confess what Christ has done for us at the cross through his death, burial, and resurrection. For this is the basis of our redemption and the foundation of our faith. Too many times we focus on the peripherals to the neglect of the essentials. It was Mark Twain who said, The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. Understanding why makes all the difference. Understanding why Christ died and was buried and was raised again, and the implications and application of that to your life will change you forever. Jesus Christ is alive, and as the church, we must never forget it. Jesus Christ paid it all. Praise God, we have so much to be grateful for. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series, Jesus Paid It All. Shalom.